Today's the day we get to sing about God's goodness. Today's the day we get to celebrate God's goodness, tell the story about the reason we have to praise Him. I'm going to read with you Psalm 150. If you guys stand up with me, that'd be appreciated. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Lord.
saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection power. Still the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. Yeah, my praise belongs to you forever. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony, this is my testimony. Come together, sons and daughters, bought with blood and washed in water. Sing the praises of the Spirit, Son and Father, our God. We'll finish what he started. Yes, our God is gonna finish what he started. Yeah. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. If I'm not dead and you're not done, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead and you're not done, greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not dead. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony, oh, I'm alive. This is my testimony, from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony, this is my testimony.
God is good, amen. It is good to be worshiping together. You may be seated. If we have not had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Rob Zimmerman, lead pastor here at Westgate, and I want to welcome you to our service this morning, especially if you are a guest here today. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. We have got a great morning and afternoon that is planned, as I'm sure you've seen. Today is what we call our testimony Sunday. We're going to be sharing a lot of awesome things about what God is doing, and then following our service today, we're going to have an awesome church family picnic. Y'all are invited. Hopefully you came. ready for that, so we're excited for that. We'll give you some instructions later in the service. But first thing, if you are a guest here with us today, again, my special welcome to you. Would you take a moment and fill out the connection card that you'll see in the pew in front of you? If you're looking to get connected, this is the first best step, and you can fill that out. And at the close of our service today, you can take it out to the guest center that is just outside these back doors in the main entrance, and our hosts there would love to answer any questions you might have about our ministries, how to get connected. Also have a small gift to give you to say thank you for being here, but most of all, we just want to help you get connected and take those first steps. And so we're thankful that you are here and have chosen to worship with us today. You know, over the last months, as we have gone through summer together, we have been in the Psalms, a series entitled Summer in the Psalms. And as we have gone through each of the Psalms, you have seen just a movement of emotion from David, also from the other various writers, from expressing just adoration to God for who he is, at times expressing excitement at how God has been moving. We see David also expressing deep senses of lament as he deals with different struggles in his life, but ultimately expressing his trust and his hope and his faith in God. And as David read on stage here this morning, Psalm 150 for us, Psalm 150, what I love about how the Psalms close is just this exuberant, heartfelt worship and praise to God for who he is and what he has done. And that's really what our service is about this morning, is we take a look back over the summer months at a number of ways that we have seen God moving and working in our church as we seek to reach our neighbors, to reach our communities, but also to allow him to work in our individual lives. And so we're excited about that. We want to give you just a taste, though, of the many different ways, a couple of them, that we have been seeing God work. And so watch this short video about our summer serve. Just a little bit of a picture of a number of the ways that our church family has served, and we're going to share more stories with you today, so I hope you're excited to hear about what God has been doing. But before we dive in together, we want to give you a chance to welcome each other to the service today, so if you would, please stand, turn, find somebody you haven't said hello to yet today, and welcome them to our service.
going to make our way back to our seats. What a party it is this morning. Good morning, church family. My name is Julianne. I get to work here doing outreach and missions the last 12 years, and I want to tell you that it is a joy to be part of the church family. When we talk about serving this summer, we have seen God at work in more ways than we will ever get to highlight today. We get to see God at work through the youngest of our church family and the oldest of our church family. We get to see God working here and there. When we talk about our mission as Westgate Chapel is that we want to show and share the good news of Jesus and God's love with our neighbors and the nations. As we do that, we find ourselves growing with who God is. The more we know him, the more we serve him. The more we serve him, the more we know him. It's a pretty powerful, incredible thing. And then as we do that side by side, whether it's with our life group or with our family or with someone we just met as we go, we get to understand more about who God is and more about ourselves and use our gifts for God's glory. And then our neighbors and nations get to be loved on and encounter the good news of Jesus. That is the joy of the church. And so as we kick off Testimony Sunday, it is a time for us to really share stories for God's glory. Do you guys have a story for God's glory? In the last few months since May, have you noticed God at work in you, in someone around you? Today, we want to just use this time to notice where we've seen God at work. We're going to share some stories about us serving with our neighbors. Who in your circles have you been able to love this summer? We have different partners, connections in the community, and then people to serve with, our life groups and others. And we just want to be really highlighting, noticing where God's at work. And we want to make sure we're using our voices. Again, it's weird sometimes to talk about what you've done, but when we really want to use our voices to share what God's been doing. So before we kick off, I'm going to just say a prayer. Lord, you are here now. You have changed our lives as we sing these songs about you from death to life, from you changed our lives. God, we pray that today will be a celebration of life change, that it will be a celebration of us growing in who you are, and it will be a celebration of us engaging as a church in community with one another where we are known and get to know you more. And may we just celebrate the way that you are moving through our people to reach our neighbors and the nation. So may we have a great connection as the stories are shared this morning, but also may we connect our minds and hearts with you. And if you bring a story to our mind, whether it's to share up on this platform and share with the whole church or share with your life group or share with your neighbor or share with a friend, may we be loud and bold with the stories you're writing in our lives, God, for your glory. We pray these things. Amen. So we talk about serving. As I said, there are many benefits, and it's a lot of fun. And so our church has been out serving with sewing ministries. We've seen our door elementary outreach. We have connected in North Toledo. We have just seen many ways that you guys are reaching your neighbors through yard work, welcoming internationals. The stories go on and on. And the point is that we have gifts and we have a life and we want to use it just like Jesus did. He is a servant and he served others. And so that's our goal as a church, to keep doing that. And so we're going to start by showing you a video of our middle school serve and hearing what God did through the serve week back in June. Watch this video.
Hi, I'm Landon. We're in the middle school room, and we're just ripping out everything and just replacing the carpets and all the chairs.
And I'm one of the high schoolers here working at Serve, to serve the Serve. And behind me, we have our high schoolers and some of our middle schoolers sanding the tables and prepping them to be painted for the church and to help our community look better in our church.
Hello.
for our students around to have a school and can learn more about God.
So, as you can see behind me, they're doing some concrete work at our neighborhood youth development center. This is a place where students can learn to dream about their future story. When we have volunteers come down here, they become part of the story that God's writing here in North Toledo. So I just want to give you a big thank you for being willing to come down here and be a part of what God is doing.
Good morning, everyone. I am Dan. I am the pastor of the middle school students, and I love my job. It's a great job. You guys would love it, too, if you got to do what I got to do. And so up here, we're talking about Serve this morning. And just to give you a little idea of what Serve is this summer, it was the first time we did it in Toledo. Normally, we do it in Warren, Ohio. I'll get to that in a second. But we had 10 groups of 10 go out in our community and serve this past June, okay? And so that's, think about that, that's a lot of kids. We only had like 2 leaders per group, and so we had about 80 students here serving, giving up time from sports, things that they could be doing, going on vacation, say, hey, I want to come here, and I want to serve Toledo and honor God with that. And so that was super cool and really encouraging. We saw God do a lot of stuff, and Serve, I love Serve because the church I grew up at actually started Serve, or like that's why how we do it now, is when I was in seventh grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, I did Serve as a middle schooler, and it was super impactful in my life. And now it's been like, I think it's been going on for like almost 20 years, which is pretty insane, and we're still doing it, and we're still seeing kids' lives impacted by saying, I'm going to be selfless, and I'm going to serve God. And then we see how God shows up in that. And so it was an awesome week. And so up here, we have a few students who are going to talk a little bit about that. And so this is Callie. Say, what's up, Callie?
Hi.
This is Addie. What's up, Addie?
Hey.
This is Prescotty. Say, what's up, Prescotty? It's Prescott. I just made it Prescotty. And so, yeah. So I got a few questions for you guys. What is something, like, why do you keep coming back to Serve? Like, why is it something you want to be a part of?
One of the reasons I keep coming back to Serve is the people I meet. I still have friends till this day that I talk to that I have met at Serve, and just making those connections is a really big blessing.
Very cool. Addie, same question.
Yeah, I love meeting new people from the other church, and I also love the opportunity of getting to serve people in need, because when we're serving people in need, we're also serving God.
Mm, yeah, very cool. Prescotty.
One of my favorite things about Serve is helping people who like can't do it themselves and seeing us make like their life just so much better by helping them with that. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, very cool. Back to Prescott. Next question. I almost forgot it, but I didn't. So your guys' projects. So name some of the things that you did on like. What you did as a project and kind of what you did while you were there.
So me and my friend JD were paired up in a service group this year, and it was a little different for us because instead of doing the 2 to 3 service projects a day, we did the same thing both days. We ran games at Sports Arts Camp at the First Alliance Church. And we basically played Duck, Duck, Goose for 6 hours.
Love it. That's ministry, baby. all right, Addie, go ahead. What about you?
All right. I was on Purple Team, and my group did several things, and one of those things were painting tables here at Westgate. So we took some, like, sandpaper sponges and sanded down the metal edges, and then we washed the tables and then got to painting. And the other thing we did is my group went to Water for Ishmael, and we helped kids with reading because they were working on English. We did some arts and crafts with them and then played games with them. And then we were going to do a parking lot party, but unfortunately it was raining. So we did it inside, and we had food, some carnival games, and face painting.
Yeah, very cool. Callie.
For both days I was at Serve, I was stuck with this really cool project. I got to go to that neighborhood church, and I got to build a sidewalk for students so they could have it more, so they could go to it, yeah. And it was easier to.
Yeah, more accessible, right? Yeah, very cool. Yeah, so that was just like a little taste of like all the projects that we did. It was really cool because as you like they talked about that neighborhood church, Water for Ishmael, a big priority of mine is when I was doing Serve, I didn't just want to do a bunch of random stuff. I wanted to be strategic and serve the people that our church is already serving, because Steve and I, right, we believe that our students aren't just like a separate part of the church, but they are the church, right? They're the church with us. And so whatever the church is doing, we want to be doing that with the church. And so that was the first thing. I was like, Julianne, how can we serve our partners? And so she went out there and started making phone calls and emails, and we set it up, and we got to bless our partners and just be an extension of Westgate to them, a younger version, but just as good. And so that was really cool. And as you heard Addie talk about, it rained both days during Serve. As you saw the video start, that's kind of like a depiction of what Serve was like, of just it rained the whole time pretty much. But a really cool God thing is, and we're going to get to God stories in a second, is that everything I had planned, that first day I was like, oh man, God taught me a lesson of like just trusting him and like just figure things, right, be patient, and he's got the answers for you. But like everything got finished that I had planned out, even though I didn't have a plan B. I was like, this is plan A, I'm going with it no matter what, and it rained, and so I had to figure things out, but everything got done that was on the schedule, which is just wild because it rained both days. So that was just really cool. I look back and just think of like, man, God working even in the midst of that kind of stuff. And so Callie, what was a God moment for you this Serve?
Dan gave us to like 15 to 20 minutes. He gave us this paper of questions, and he gave us to go anywhere around the church and had to be silent, and you'd bring your Bible and these questions. And you would just sit there and you would look over the questions and you would read your Bible and you can connect yourself by yourself on like the questions reflect. And that really helped me because it has helped me now to read the Bible every single day. So it was a blessing.
Very cool. Praise God. Addie.
On the last night of Serve, I believe it was Dan who said, raise your hand if you'd like a leader to pray for you. And so I was worshiping, and I looked to my right, and my friend asked if I could pray with her. And she didn't want to share what was going on, so that makes it a little bit more difficult for me because I didn't know what God wanted her to hear. So I was like, God, you know, give me the words that she needs to hear. And right after that, I knew exactly what I should tell her.
That's really cool. Prescott.
All right, so a God moment for me was towards the end of the second day of Serve, and I didn't feel like I made a big difference because I was just doing games and wasn't really helping people like who couldn't do it themselves. But then as I was watching the kids and thinking about it, I realized that I did make a really big difference, and I saw the joy on all their faces. And I talked to Olivia and Ricky a little bit about it, and I just really made me realize that I did make a big difference in all of their lives. And then I also learned to be very patient after those 6 hours of playing Duck Duck Goose both days.
yep, there you go, that's very cool. And so, yeah, that's like a little picture of what Serve looked like this year. But man, there's so many more stories and so many ways that God showed up. It was a really good week. And I'm just always reminded and just always blessed by what God does and how I see these students respond to God. It's really cool. And so if you're a student out there and like you're not sure about student ministry or like this, like, I want to invite you to come be a part of what we do and get to experience God in ways that you might not be able to. So that's all we got. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, middle school squad. Yes, our middle schoolers are amazing. And as we said, it is a big picture of what God is doing. And my personal testimony this summer came when I saw our church in action. As I said, it's the church is a really powerful tool. That is this tool that God keeps using to make his name known. Obviously, he's at work, but he keeps choosing us, and what a joy it is to be part. And so one of the things that I thought was so powerful was just looking back at how Door, Drag, and Fest and our partnership with school, you know, we keep praying there, we keep going there and doing service projects with the families, handing out candy, praying in the peripheral, pulling weeds, giving gifts, and so we just keep showing up, right? Different people from our church keep showing up of all ages with different roles along the way, and from that, I have heard this story that just really encouraged my heart as we go from Dragon Fest and praying to VBS. You guys were part of VBS. Do you remember that? It feels kind of like a long time ago, right? We had 170 volunteers and over 300 students every day here hearing about God. And we heard the story of someone who brought their neighbor, who goes to Door Elementary. They brought them here. And during VBS, people brought their pieces of their role in VBS, and that's games, and again, there's all these fun things, and then teaching, and then small group. And through that story, we heard of a student who, from Door, brought by a neighbor, took the next step and said yes to Jesus because it made sense to them. And then the neighbor gets to go back and walk with them and help ensure they have a Bible. And it's just this picture of how much is going on, and we just bring our parts. And so we are praising Jesus that we can continue to have fun and do these outreach events and play toilet paper games and then also have opportunities to teach who Jesus is, showing and sharing the gospel, and that he is working through those. And so I am encouraged by each of you doing your part. God is continuing to work through VBS, through Door Elementary, and through each of you.
That's awesome. Would you thank Julianne, Dan, and our middle school students for sharing that with us this morning? As I was just reflecting on the long list of ways that you, our church family, has served, 30 people serving at the Dragon Fest outreach over at Door Elementary, the VIA, the Paris Life Groups, the Criswell serving at that neighborhood church and sharing the love of Jesus. Threads of Love Ministry donated 20 quilts to Family House. We had 90 blankets that were made for the Pregnancy Center with our Summer Babies Ministry. Westgate Kids serving with the Free Health Clinic. On and on and on. Life groups going out and just doing yard work for neighbors. We have been serving people and sharing with them in our words and our actions the very love of Jesus, that God so loved the world that he gave his son so that they could have eternal life in him. We're going to worship him and celebrate him based on that truth that we are sharing with others. So would you stand and join us as we sing?
Okay. from whom all blessings flow.
Sing it out.
Praise Him, praise Him for the wonders of His love.
A global God. And so as we talk about Jesus came to save us because God so loved the whole world, we know that many groups in our church were sent out this summer. Jenna spent her summer at Beulah Beach. We sent teams. Our friends served locally at retreats in Ohio. We sent our friends, Marissa did a mission trip in Honduras, but we're going to just share of a couple Westgate short-term teams. We have two partnerships, Winglish Camp in Wahren, Germany, which is the dark part of Germany. There's many Christians in Germany, and then that northeast corner is just a dark place. And we've been sending teams with the Carries there for at least 14 years in partnership. And then also this new partnership with Inkalink Costa Rica over the past year. And so I have our Germany team. Here's Kelly and Lindsay. Hi, guys. And they went to our English camp for 10 days. They served at camp with English or with German teenagers. And they were their assignment this year was to join another team last minute and help cook in the kitchen. And so will you guys just share what it was like? Kelly, will you share being behind the scenes, but what God is doing in Germany today.
Yes, thank you. Our job was to be willing to be behind the scenes in a support role in the kitchen. Ben Carey had charged us with keeping everybody fed and energized for the week, and Sarah Carey had charged us with keeping the camp on schedule. So we had to be sure to have meals ready, to ring the bell, that meals were ready at 8:45 for breakfast, 12:30 for lunch, and then 6 p.m. for supper.
And so, snacks in the middle.
Yeah, and snacks in the afternoon and evening. So it was a big job, and we were working with a team that we didn't know from New Jersey, so getting to know them, too, was a challenge, but it worked out really well. God gave us the stamina and the energy to get through. Amazingly, I should never have doubted him. I did this role last year. He showed up mightily, but still as I was going in, I was a little bit, you know, trepidation, but we got through it. So the whole reason for the camp, according to Ben, is to bring the students closer to Jesus. A lot of them are not necessarily walking with Jesus, and some of them are. So the whole goal is not to bring them to salvation, but to just move them closer in their walk, and which we did. Even though we were in the kitchen, we did have some interaction with the kids. Some of the kids wanted to come and help us in the kitchen, which was super sweet and fun. But we got to talk to them when we were having breaks. I'll tell you about one student, Johanna. She showed up at the beginning of the week. Just, I did not want to be here. My mom made me come. And she was pretty, you know, she was pretty hard. So, yeah. By the end of the week, she was telling us, this was my favorite camp I've been to, and I can't wait to come next year. And I think a lot of this is because all the staff were just listening to them, just pouring their lives into them, loving them, serving them, and they really responded to it. So I really appreciate you all praying for me and Lindsay. It was a hard, long week. We got through it. We're back. But we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That is a testimony. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Lindsay, of serving behind the scenes. Sometimes we picture mission trips as this big frontline experience. It's kind of what we got to do in Costa Rica, but we know that serving Jesus looks like many things. And so in our Costa Rica team, Westgate joined this partnership over the last few years. In the last 13 months, I counted up with our 24 youth that went last summer, and then we sent a team of 7 young adults in January. We've sent the Hadids, the Frances, the other Hadids. So there's been 50 Westgaters down at our new partnership in Inca Link, Costa Rica, and maybe you guys will be next. We have seen God work in this capital city of Inca Link, or San Jose, Costa Rica, which is where the Inca Link team is. And so you can see we have the Momo family. Hi, Momos. We have the Bogner family. Hi, Bogners. And then that's my husband, David. Hey. So we were working as a team doing a VBS, did some other ministry. So I'm going to have the Bogner family kick us off. Will you tell us about VBS and basketball?
Yes. So we were staying at a church that was about 5 minutes away from a local elementary school. And so we were able and invited to go into the elementary school by a lunch lady that works at the school that also attends the church. And so with that connection, we marched in, invited, and were able to have interactions with 150 different kids throughout the week. And some of them we had for about 40 minutes. Some of them we had for over 2 hours that we could love on. And I know for me personally, and I think maybe for most of us on this team, I was a little bit nervous about how do I connect with kids that I don't speak their language. I was armed pretty much with a smile and Google Translate and walked forward in obedience knowing, okay, God has brought us this far. Let's let him show off. And so we worked forward, and I know we had designated Keisha as our VBS Bible teacher. She has a lot more Spanish than I do, but even she was worried that the message of Jesus would not come out clearly for the kids, because that was our whole goal, was to bring them love and Jesus. And so as each group of kids came into the auditorium and it was Keisha's turn, we watched God show up.
It was amazing how intently the students listened to the fact that only Jesus cleanses us from our sin.
Keisha opened her mouth, and Spanish just flowed out like it was her natural language.
Thank you,
it
Dad.
Was amazing. She held up a cup of clear, pure water and talked about the fact that this is how God created us, beautiful and clean. But then sin got dumped into all of us when we chose to rebel against God, and she put dirt into that water and allowed the kids to come up and pour some of their pure good deeds into that dirty water to see if their good deeds could clean that water up. And time after time, the kids saw, you know, all these good things I'm doing are not cleaning up my life. And one thing that God showed me even this morning, if you go to Costa Rica, their big tagline is Pura Vida, which means pure life. And it just struck me, yes, everybody's going to Costa Rica to find that pure life, but guess what? That pure life can only be found in Jesus Christ. And so it was such a blessing to go and share that with these kids. And we sent home with each of the kids a reminder of the truths that we had shared with them in God. And so we're even now praying that God will, even parents and other family members will find these reminders and will go to seek more at this local church that we are partnering with down there. And Luke wants to share one more thing.
Our partner church also gave us Spanish Bibles, and 12 students at the school asked to receive a Bible of their very own.
Yes, we got 12 Bibles given out. All right, Craig, tell us about basketball ministry.
VBS was nothing short of amazing, but another opportunity that we had was to participate in this local Costa Rica Inca Link basketball ministry. Soldiers Park, it's an area town called Montufar, and it has an interesting past. In the past, it was in great disrepair and overrun by drug dealers. So you can imagine, as a kid, not being able to go to the local park because the drug dealers in great disrepair. So there's a point where the director of Costa Rica Inca Link, he asked these drug dealers, can I play basketball here? I mean, imagine asking drug dealers to go to the park to play basketball. They agreed, and so he plays basketball there with his son, and at some point, the neighborhood felt empowered to take their park back, and working with the local police, they drove these drug dealers out. And then Inca Link staffers came in and restored this park, and it's quite a nice place to play basketball. And we had the opportunity two nights during the course of this week to play basketball with all these kids and people from that neighborhood. So to the question, how did I see God work? Well, two ways. One is seeing that God reclaimed this park for these kids in this neighborhood, and Inca Link having an opportunity to share the gospel and pray for all these kids. And then one added benefit is I got to guard this guy in the post playing basketball.
It was awesome. Yes, yes. Inca Link, there's a presence, the ministry of presence, and we just encountered what ministry has already happened before us, and then we got to stand there and be part of it. So yeah, thanks for sharing about some of the ways God worked with our partner churches. I have the Momo family. They, and Amy's going to start. Will you guys share what it was like to serve as a family? We have 9-year-old, 12-year-olds, 15-year-old. What was it like for you?
We thought it was nice to have our family on the mission trip to lead us and guide us and keep us organized. And we felt loved and encouraged by their presence. And if we had gone on the trip alone, we wouldn't always have someone in our corner to support us.
Yeah, this opportunity, I think, was especially unique because I don't think it's very common for families to be able to go on an overseas short-term mission trip with the young age children that we were able to bring with us. And I know that we felt like this was a great opportunity and experience for us to live out, not only in word, but also in action, what it looks like to say yes to God's invitation, and what it looks like to trust him in the hard and the unknown, what it looks like to let God stretch you and challenge you, and what it looks like to enter into the good work that he's already doing in the world around us. And this was such a great opportunity for all of our kids to witness that from not only their parents, but the other adults. We were able to invite the children. We included them. We encouraged them to be an equal part in sharing their thoughts and feelings and giftings and ideas. And we all worked really well in collaboration as core families, but also as a big church family. And God did a lot of cool, awesome things in that. And not only was there a lot of work that happened in that and God changing and teaching us, but we had fun. We had a lot of fun together as core families and as a big church family. And now we have this memory and this experience filed back that we can use and pull from at any point as the children all continue to grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus, grow in their relationship with their family and the greater church family, and us adults as well, as we're all going to learn and grow in the future. We can pull from this experience, and it can be something that reminds us, encourages us, guides us, and gives us hope. And so it's a blessing that is just going to keep blessing, and that's really cool and exciting for all of us.
Yeah, it was so powerful to see God work through our individual giftings, but then as a family and as the church family, and it is something we're excited to keep figuring out, whether it's local here with our church partners in the community or sending more teams as families to Costa Rica. So if that's something that interests you, please talk to us. That's how the Bogners and Momos ended up in Costa Rica, just God stirring what it looks like to serve as a family. And they didn't wait till Costa Rica. Thank you for sharing that, Keisha. All right, David, you wanted to share just about our Inca Link partnership and where God really encouraged your heart through our time in Costa Rica.
Yeah, one of the big things that we did was we were kind of setting the table and continuing, just being a small part of the ongoing ministry that they're doing there. So I just want to tell you about God working through some very different people who work for Inklink Costa Rica. The leader of the team, their names are Jake and Jen Edwards. They were the pastor and outreach and missions director, or maybe just the missions director, I don't know what their title is, but they were leading a church in South Carolina, and the Lord's like, you guys can go to the mission field. And they're like, but we're trying to have a baby in a few years, God. And God was like, you can still go to the mission field. They went to the mission field 3 years ago, had their baby 2 years ago, and the Lord's taking care of them just fine. The next thing I want to tell you about is my friends Luke and Maddie. They just recently finished their schooling process, just got married. They noticed each other at a middle school serve event back at TNC. It's a small benefit to that kind of thing. The Lord just called them down to go there too. And so, you know, you can be like a pastor and a you know, leading a church and be ready to go. You can be just barely done with college and ready to go. And then there's these other two that I want to tell you about. Erin is a 27-year-old single lady who got a 4-year degree in business and was doing business for 4 years, working in a big business thing down in Florida, and said, I think there's something more to life. And the Lord called her on down to Costa Rica, and lo and behold, he's taking care of her just fine and working through her and in her, and she welcomed us and led our devotionals, and it was just a super special part of our team. And then also there's Richie. Richie's a great dude. He is a 31-year-old dude. He went to a semester of trade school after high school and said, this is not for me. I'm going to the factory. He worked in a factory making batteries for 12 years. He's 31 years old, and the Lord said, Richie, come on down to Costa Rica. I think I can use you down there. And Richie's a guy that does not want to be in the limelight. He's a guy that works behind the scenes. And the Lord's like, why can't you just do that in Costa Rica, Richie? And so Richie's down in Costa Rica. He drives the teams around. He makes connections at the elementary school where we served at. And just the Lord can work through anybody, and the Lord will work with anybody, and the Lord can take who he wants, when he wants. You know, the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. And just got to see God at work there.
Yeah, we did. We were so encouraged by their stories that we wanted to share some of them with you, because we all saw that everybody has a story. When you say yes to God, it is powerful. So we pray that those stories encourage you, and some of our Costa Rica stories will encourage you, and that, again, you, church, will keep sharing your stories for God's glory. I know I have some stories that I keep tucked away and am slow to share. But I pray that as we hear stories today, whether there's something that happened this summer or in years past, that we will be bold with sharing our stories. Again, they're not about us. They're for God's glory. So with that, I'm going to have you thank our Costa Rica team, and we will watch a video of what it looked like. Thank you.
Would you thank again our Germany and Costa Rica teams for sharing with us this morning? Great stuff that God is doing. You know, we have gotten to hear about some ways we've been serving in our community and with our neighbors, been serving overseas, but I also want to acknowledge that God has been working in individual lives, and I know, as Julianne said, there are many stories here this morning, and I wanted two of my friends to be able to share a little bit of their stories with you about how God has been working in their life this summer. And first, this is Sherry Rogers. Would you welcome her? Sherry has been here at Westgate for about 19, 20 years and has served in a lot of different ways with international ministry, with student ministry. And Sherry, you know, would you maybe give us just a little bit of context and background to your life, if you will? What season have you been going through over the last couple of years?
Well, about 16 years ago, I left the military and spent a lot of beautiful time with my kids as a stay-at-home mom and MOPS, and then felt called into teaching. So I've been a teacher for probably 10, 11 years. And so, yeah, that's where I've been. And just serving here at High School Youth Group has been a pleasure as well.
That's awesome. And it's been fun to watch as you're getting kids married, launching them out of the house, and, you know, doing life like most of us, going through, you know, hey, I'm in this season. And yet you got a nudge from the Lord a little, even before this summer, but then moving into this summer. What was that nudge, and what has the Lord been doing with you this summer?
In October, my husband and I were doing a devotion. I mentioned that high schools needed chaplains for ministering to high schoolers. That day, we ran into a recruiter. Just in a conversation, I kind of jokingly said, well, if I could go back in the military, I'd go in as a chaplain. And he asked me how old I was, and I thought, gosh, do I look so young? And I told him I was 54. He said, well, what would you say if I could get you back in? And all I could say is, I can serve again. And I felt like the serving was more of like, serving in the military would never have occurred to me, but serving God in this way that I had served before. So I just followed that nudge, as you call it, and just kept checking with this. I got his card, and I kept connecting with this recruiter, and through many conversations, lots of paperwork, it led me into swearing in to the military on May 21st, and I'm telling you, it was a lot, but I just kept listening to God's confirmation, and like, making sure that I really was hearing him. And I can say hearing God's voice and being willing to like say, okay, God, if this is you, I really wanted to know. And I said, if it's not you, slam the door in my face and make my nose bleed if I'm just making this up myself. If it is you, open the door and I will jump, run, scream with my, I will just do everything you want me to do. So yeah, that led me to this summer into boot camp. And this is my recruiter. These are actually the seven or eight of the ladies that also were in the group of 76 of us that went to what's called Prior Service Boot Camp. My gracious husband and kids blessed me with helping me lose quite a bit of weight and get trained and running and all that and get ready for boot camp. But, you know, the physical part of the boot camp wasn't the tough part. It was knowing I was going back into an arena where the military is just a different environment. And I'd already been in that environment for a very long time. And my big prayer was to continue to listen to God's voice and say, okay, what do you want me to do? Well, it was 5 weeks of prior service boot camp. And it was basically a real boot camp crushed into a very short time. And I just kept hearing God say, be quiet and listen. And I did. So I felt like I just continued to listen to his voice, which brought me to many different opportunities. But one in particular was towards the end of our boot camp time. God set it up where I was sitting next to someone I don't normally sit next to on a bus several times and knew it was time to talk to this young man. And his name's Ramuni. I don't know his first name because in the military we call each other by our last names all the time. So his name is Ramuni, and he's sitting next to me, and we had the general little conversation, and It was like, I knew this is why God had me here, and I know that's how he will continue to use me. And I looked at him and I said, well, what do you think about God, Ramuni? And he said, well, I believe in science and evidence. And I said, well, amazing, so do I. When I first accepted Christ, I had to know God was real, and I asked him to show himself to me. And I had this conversation with this young man and just said, I challenge you, Ramuni, I challenge you to seek out God and see what he has for you and show himself to you like he did me, and he will. And so my prayer is that I have more interactions like that as I continue in the service and work in the Michigan Army National Guard. But if you would pray for Ramuni, I can see someday that he will. I really believe that he's one of those that his heart will be opened and he will receive Jesus Christ as a Savior. So I feel like that's my call now. And I would encourage you, if you feel a nudging or a thought of something you never thought you would do, go for it. I feel like God lifted me through the entire process of boot camp. I actually felt I had a vision of him on this obstacle course piece where I could feel, I actually felt his angels lifting me up and over this bar that I actually thought, if I fall from this thing, I will not recover. It was seriously one of the most frightening things I'd done. And I felt like all the prayers of people supporting me and holding me. And I just, every time I thought, I cannot stand one more hour in this heat or put with my elbows on the ground. This is my poison ivy that I got the last week. God just sustained me. And so nothing's impossible with God. So listen to his voice and just see what he has for you.
Amen. Would you thank Sherry for sharing with us this morning? And I'll say, too, continue praying for Sherry. She is working on an MDiv, doing school, getting a degree, and she is also just pursuing how God would use her as a chaplain. And so we're excited about that. Yeah, please. Now, Paul, you said first service, you've been here less than 100 years.
Absolutely less than 100 years, sure.
So it's been a while. I don't even know how to quantify that, but Paul, you have been involved in so many different ways. On our worship team, very skilled musician. You have served with pre-COVID, the Kairos Prison Ministry that we were involved with as a church. But as we talked, this last season for you has been a difficult one and a bit of a challenge. And would you maybe take just a moment to share with us how this season, it's been hard. But tell us how God has been speaking to you this summer. And for those who don't know, give us a little bit of context of why it's been
hard. Sure. How can I put this? I'm blessed beyond what most people can even fathom. I grew up in a wonderful family, a very close family. But when I'm in Atlanta, I got a second family. They're not in-laws. They're just the same family, just later. So I love my family. And over the course of a few years, Lana and I buried four of our immediate family, and my daughter, my 23-year-old daughter, was one of those. And it took a long, long time to start to climb out of that hole. And finally, Lana and I were both beginning slowly to live again and beginning to do things that we enjoyed. And then on Christmas Day in 2022, my bride drew her last breath. And about 30 days later, I lost my only brother. And to say that that is a dark valley, a dark, dark valley is an understatement. I found myself withdrawing from everyone, withdrawing from everything, not knowing what to do. And if I would have, I wouldn't have done it anyway. I was just trying to figure out, you know, what it's like to exist instead of live. And that's where I was.
Yeah. And so in the midst of that, no doubt it has been hard. And as you would call it, a very, very dark valley. How has the Lord met you in that? Through this summer?
As my wife was closing in on her last breath in the hospital room, my sons and I were there with her. And there was a young nurse that had been taking care of her all this day. And she was doing something with her IVs or something right by Lana. And Lana looked up the strong woman of faith that she was. She looked up at this young nurse who had tears running down her cheek, and she just said, "Honey, could you use a hug?" And this girl just nodded. And Lana, with all these tubes coming out of her, on a vent with all the wires, she leaned up and reached up and gave this young girl a hug. And she laid back down and just looked at me and winked. So that was my wife. So in trying to navigate this dark valley, you know, what do you do to pass the time? So I started walking. And one night, cold winter night, I was walking through our neighborhood. I walked into another neighborhood. And I happened to meet a fellow that I had seen before. I didn't know him at all. I'd just seen him in his yard, and we stopped and exchanged pleasantries and moved on. And from another country and another culture, so we had little in common. But as he approached, we chatted for just a second, and he said, "Could you use a hug?" And as he hugged me, it was the face of my neighbor, but it was the arms of Jesus around me. And I knew right then, just like Daniel in the fiery furnace, that God did not keep me out of that dark valley, but he is walking with me. But I still had doubts. What do I do? What do you want of me, Lord? So I kept walking. And I walked to the tune of about 1,000 miles a year through this neighborhood. But as I would walk, God put more people in my path. And over the course of time, I met about 30 of the neighbors in this other neighborhood. And as I would talk with them, I would have an opportunity to pray with them. I had an opportunity to share Christ with one man whose wife was very ill. And I even got to minister to the dogs. All of the dogs in this neighborhood now know I'm coming because I carry a bag of treats in my pocket. So they're all very happy to see me. And as much as I love the walks and love meeting and talking with and praying for all of these neighbors, I kept asking myself, "Lord, is this all you want of me? Is this what my life looks like now?" And several months back, Steve Volstead delivered a message here one Sunday. And he was talking about how when he and Christy were overseas, away from family, all the things that they missed, all of the weddings and the funerals and the birthdays and things. And he paused and said, "But he's worth it. He's worth it." And knowing how difficult it was going to be for me to reengage with people, that thought just lingered, but I still didn't know what to make of it. And then literally the next morning as I was walking, which has become my prayer time, I was asking God, "So how do you want me to serve you? What do you want me to do?" And he made it very clear to me, "I want you to serve from your heart. Serve with your passion." And I turned around and walked back to the house, and I sent an email and made a phone call to my Kairos brothers and said, "Boys, put me back in prison." So I've been back in prison every Thursday afternoon ever since.
I love how you say that.
Unfortunately, they let me out too. But
yeah. "Boys, put me back in prison." Not many people say that. But
how many people enjoy going to prison?
It's such a cool story. And so you have reengaged with the Kairos Prison Ministry. You have been going in on a weekly basis, talking with the inmates there. And, you know, we as a church would love to continue supporting this ministry that closed down during COVID, has also restarted. And so with you getting involved, I know that there is a weekend that is coming up, the special weekend, where there is going to be, the gospel is going to be presented. These inmates are going to be talked to about Christ. How can we as a church partner with you in the Kairos Prison Ministry?
Well, as some of you may remember from the years past, Kairos is known as the Cookie Ministry. And one of the things that we do is when they go into prison, we want to take something that they don't get. And they only get state-issue food. Most of them don't have enough money to get anything from the canteen. So we will take in, when we go to the prison that Thursday afternoon, 5,000 to 6,000 dozen homemade cookies. We can't bake that many cookies, but we need your help. So you can certainly bake cookies. It costs about $5,000 per weekend for all the food that we take in for these guys. We literally homemade meals that we carry in for the guys, and they can put the chow down, let me tell you. So certainly the financial side is one way. We cover the weekend in prayer from one end to the other. We break it into 30-minute slots, and we ask people to sign up for a prayer vigil slot. So, and at one point on the weekend, we unrolled a huge poster that has the names and the hometowns of everyone that is praying for them at that time. And during the weekend, the guys, you'll always find somebody standing, looking, and seeing, who's praying for me now? The closing service on Sunday afternoon is an opportunity for the men that have gone through the weekend to stand up in front of us as team and outside guests and express what the weekend has meant to them. And when you can see some tatted out street thug with tears coming down his cheeks saying, this is the first time anybody's ever loved me. If you can walk out with dry eyes, you're stronger than I am. But the closing service is open to the public, and you have to have, there's an application that the state requires that be filled out before you can come. You can change your mind and not show up, but you can't not have the form and show up and expect to get in, because it is a maximum security prison. Yeah. But those are some of the ways that the ministry relies on our brothers and sisters to support the ministry and sharing the love of Christ with these guys.
That's awesome. Paul is going to have a table this morning, and I know we're going to be heading out to a picnic, but if you are interested in being a part of this, I want to encourage you to stop by. It's over in the cafe. You'll see the Kairos Prison Ministry table that is there and the covering over the table. Church family, I would love for us to re-engage, help make cookies. I literally heard when you were saying that, one of these little kids down here turn and say, I can make cookies. And let me tell you something, church family, that's what we're talking about this morning. Listening for God and saying, God, where do you want me to move and how can I be a part of it? And so I'm thankful for us. And if you would like to get involved with Paul and Kairos Prison Ministry, check in with him today. And again, would you thank Paul for coming and sharing his story with us? Thank you, brother. Man. Church family, God is moving. The question is will we answer and move with him? And we have seen God working in so many incredible ways, touching so many lives this summer, changing our hearts and lives and the lives of others. And this morning as we close our service, we're going to do so by singing a song together that really is about the love of Christ and how it compels us to move with him. So would you stand and worship with us? And I just got the reminder that we are going to take our offering during this song. So, if you would, let's take these buckets and we're going to pass them out to the sides. This is a new song for us, and so I'd encourage you to just focus on the words as we take our offering and as we worship together. God, thank you again, and we give everything to you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Take your place. nothing that can separate. Oh, how high, how wide, how deep. The greatest love the world has ever seen. And mercy will follow me. Every time I turn around, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me. Every time I turn around, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me. Oh. Every time I turn around, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me. Together.
God is good. Amen. God is good. If you would take a seat for just a moment, you know, as we wrap this morning up, we have heard incredible stories of what God has been doing. We also have a lot of great things that are going to be happening as we kick off the fall. And so I've got a short video I want you to watch to remind you about ways that you can be connected and involved during the fall as we get into this year. But then hang on tight, because immediately following that video, I've got some instructions for you for the picnic. Let's watch together.
Good morning and welcome to Westgate Chapel. We are so glad you chose to worship with us today. My name is Adrienne and I'm on the worship team here at Westgate. Thanks for joining us. Here are a few things you don't want to miss. We have a great fall lineup of Sunday morning classes here at Westgate. Check out the insert today or on the app. Our first two classes kick off September 15th. Choose from either our Old Testament overview class or the End Times class. Both classes will help us understand God's Word and offer perspective with our lives today. Then, in October, our four-week Westgate 101 begins. Westgate 101 is for anyone that would like to learn more about Westgate Chapel and the Christian and Missionary Alliance, or anyone who is interested in membership. In October, we have our Kid Faith class, which is for kids who have made a profession of faith and are interested in baptism along with their parents. Also in October, we'll have a three-week baptism class for adults that is for anyone interested in learning more about baptism and getting baptized. Check out these classes today and sign up in the W Cafe or on the Westgate app. We are growing a life group centered church where we believe life groups are the best environment to be deeply connected with others and to grow in our walks with Jesus. Join us Sunday, September 15th for our Life Group sign-up event. Stop by the W Cafe where Life Group leaders are ready to meet you and answer any questions you may have. Fall is a perfect time to get connected into a Life Group, so see you on September 15th. Are you brand new or newish to Westgate? Then you're invited to the New People Party. Join us on September 22nd after the second service for lunch. This is a great opportunity to meet some of our staff, connect with other new people, and learn a little bit about Westgate. Sign up at westgatechapel.org/events to let us know you are coming. We can't wait to meet you. This morning is going to be
different ways to get connected and to get involved. I would encourage you again, the best way to always find that information is on the Westgate Chapel app and to stay connected. Now, just quickly, two things before we close this morning. One, again, I know I moved quickly into offering. Just a reminder that we have our giving boxes in the back of the room. If you have an offering that you would still like to give this morning, you can do so on the way out. As well, picnic instructions. You'll see that when you go outside today, we're going to head on out to the field where we're going to have a lot of shade and the heat to enjoy an incredible lunch together. Great time to fellowship, especially if you're new, a great opportunity to meet new people and get connected. So we hope that you will join us, but it's important to know that we have closed down the main entrance because we're going to need people traveling that way to get out to the field as our normal bridge is closed down. And so as you leave, we're going to encourage people, if you're going to be leaving, to leave out the backside of the building and head down Elmer in order to leave. As well, if you need assistance getting to the field, we're going to have people coming through with a big old tractor and cart to take you over there, so you can wait in the main entrance for that as well. But we hope you will plan on joining us for this great time of fellowship. And as we close, if you've got kids, remember to grab them quickly and head on over there. Our prayer team is here this morning. Would love the opportunity to pray with you. If there's anything that you need prayer for and encouragement, we would encourage you to come as we close our service and meet with them. And church family, I hope that what you walk out with today is a reminder that God is always speaking, that God is always calling us to join him in what he is doing in the lives of people around us in our community. And would you not only listen and hear, but respond and take bold steps of faith to allow him to use your life to impact the lives of others. I look forward to worshiping with you again next Sunday, but even more to enjoying a great picnic together today. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
To hide this weary soul, this backbone. I try with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, the vagabond. Just when I ran out of and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up and turned me.
Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name, forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Oh, I can't deny what I see. I've got no choice but to believe. All my doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So, so long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. So you can just keep them moving. Now get up out of here. Oh, from now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. You picked me up, you turned me around, you placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart, you changed my name, forever free. No, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. I lost another one, I am free, I am free.
Come on, Nate.
I am